This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Yeah, Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Morning, folks. Monday, 31st of August, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. He's back.
Hey, good morning. What's the story and all?
What is the story with you? Everything sounds different to me head.
So did you have a good couple of weeks on
holidays? It was the wettest on record.
Oh, yeah, I have to say it was crap from start to finish. It was absolute garbage. There's nothing worse than time
off. We've managed to fit two storms.
Yeah.
We managed to pick 2 weeks in the year when two storms. Ellen,
yeah.
And then Fiacre or whatever the other one was called. I don't know what it was called.
Ellen
and Flash.
Whatever the Irish for fart is. That was what it was. It was whatever the Irish for fart was.
Yeah.
My God.
That's brilliant, isn't it? Two storms we managed to fit in. And other than that, really, it was just lying down, eating and drinking.
Crap. Crappest 2 weeks I have ever had. Nothing to do. There is literally nothing to do.
Did you not even get your skip?
I got the skip, yeah. I have to say, rolling around in rubbish was the highlight of all right.
Yeah.
Mind you, I filled up an entire skip and I still walked into the gaff and went, I can't see any difference. So there was a bit of that.
Yeah, but and I had me a little hospital stay at the start. I tell you something, I can recommend.
Oh yeah, you have a new nose. How's your new nose?
It's not a new nose, right? It's just...
Oh, it's just the inside.
It was
like
inside.
The skip. Yeah, like you got a skip for the inside of your nose.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I still have to say, there's still a touch of the aftermath about it.
Oh, is there?
Touch of the aftermath about
it. How long were they fiddling with your innards?
I know, it was only in for a couple of days, but I tell you something, if you want to staycation... No, well, overnight. If you want to staycation...
You do one nostril during the day and you do one at night time, is it?
If you want to staycation, I can highly recommend Blackrock Clinic.
Oh, I'd say, yeah, I know.
Service is very good.
I tell you.
Very good.
Oh, honest to God, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was probably the highlight.
Not brilliant. You in hospital and me in rubbish. Me in a skip and you in hospital. What a great couple of weeks.
Staycations in Ireland, folks.
Staycations. Unbelievable.
And then, of course,
and you get a skip for £275 a night. So cheap.
The other thing is, just to make it, to make you feel welcome. By the way, thank you for all of the WhatsApps with the welcome back messages.
Oh, yeah, thanks very much.
Much appreciated. But PJ got a magnificent welcome back this morning when he went to wash his hands.
Oh, yeah, it's great. No running water.
That's what we came back to this morning.
Yeah, stay safe, everybody. Wash your hands.
Yeah. No running
water.
Well,
walk straight. The first thing you do, obviously, when you arrive into work these days is wash your hands.
Yeah.
And the tap ran out of water on my hand.
Anyway,
it's all right. I was only playing in a skip for a couple of weeks. Don't worry, you're all safe.
Yeah, Blur and Park Life here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 14 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, 31st of August. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for all the wonderful WhatsApp messages as well, welcoming us back. Nice to be back. Trust me, I know people say that. It sounds a bit cliched, but in PJ's case, oh my God.
My God almighty.
The man is very happy to be back. Trust me. He's glad to be in these walls
again. Jesus, anything but that. 2 weeks. That is the longest time you could ever spend
and
doing nothing.
He also sent, by the way, now Kim doesn't know this, but Kim in Westmeath has received, now she doesn't, I don't think she listens to us. I think that she normally listens later in the day, but she's received one of PJ's cleaning messages.
I always forget to turn off the WhatsApp when I'm cleaning, well, basically turn off the computer when I'm cleaning it.
Yeah.
So I accidentally sent some weird Morse code to somebody.
Kim has got a message that reads 69 brackets P brackets P 0 W 34Q 2R5 USA.
I like the way it finishes at USA because it does sort of seem like some Cold War style WhatsApping.
Yeah. Kim is going to wake up and find that she's been embroiled in a spy scandal.
Oh my God. The Americans are sending me messages. And as if to make things worse, Jim, as if to make things worse,
what
English
could make it
John
worse?
Has just come in and says, Ender got three birthdays right in a row on Friday. So now I'm coming in.
No way.
Ender did the hat trick on Friday.
Oh, that's just unfair.
Which means I owe Ender a cake. So I come in, I'm in debt.
Oh my
today.
God.
Yeah, yeah.
How very dare he. Right, well, I tell you what, if you get three today, we'll nullify his win.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And like, then it's just, it's a no cake situation.
I'd say the chances of me getting 3-0 are going to be very,
I don't know
slim.
Now. I don't know. I think, anyway, look, we're starting with a musical legend, one of our own. Van the Man is celebrating his birthday today. Yeah.
Hell, Cranky Pants himself. I sympathise.
I was literally just about to say, now be careful, don't slag him too much, because he is known to enjoy the company of lawyers.
Yes. Is he one of them?
He does enjoy the company of a good attorney.
Should that tell you not? Someone's very cranky, isn't it? When they're hanging around with legal people all the time. In case he might say something.
Sorry, Van, if you're listening, I just want to disassociate myself. Even before he said it, I want to disassociate myself from anything he's about to say.
Wash your hands. I'd say, I don't know, he's famously cranky sort of a fella, isn't he? Van Morrison.
And apparently, as brilliant as he is musically, as genius as he is as a musician or whatever, apparently watching him do his thing isn't exactly exhilarating.
What, the light at the shows?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Now, Tara Duggan has given her opinion on it, but unfortunately it can't be used on radio.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. It starts with a sh and ends in a night. You know what I mean? Her version of it.
Shipper night. Shipper night. I don't even know what that means.
Anyway.
Shipper doodle writing. Is that what it is? Shipper doodle writing.
That was very close.
Oh, yeah.
That was very close to what it was.
I think that's one of his songs. Oh, shipper doodle writing. What you? I gotta say, he's like 77.
By the way, I think it's fair to say we're getting that legal letter now, aren't we?
Oh, are we?
I'd say so. There's a shadow of a doubt.
Right. Well, Grant, all your music is shipper doodle writing. Then I'd say 77.
Not bad. 75.
Oh, okay.
75. Right. What about famous hamster lover Richard Gere?
Oh, come on, Richard Gere. That's one of those most ridiculous stories, isn't it? The hamster story.
Brilliant.
Such a load of nonsense.
Because remember, you set the blooming
the WhatsApp.
Yeah.
About Mark Almond. And the rumours that went around about him. And there's these certain rock and roll legends, and they're completely untrue.
Yeah.
So before you get shipped into light aid by all of the lawyers today, they're completely untrue. There's that one, there's a really rude one about Marianne Faithfull that goes around.
No, I don't know. I'm going to have to find that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the Richard Gere one is a famous one.
And the famous one is Richard Gere and Freddie Starr eating the hamster is the other one.
Yeah.
Because the hamsters seem to feature in these things.
Hopefully it wasn't the same hamster Richard Gere was using.
Maybe not.
That Freddie Starr is.
It was Freddie Starr told him the story, and Freddie Starr thought he was doing him a favour, putting him out of his misery.
Yeah, because I don't think I'd have eaten the hamster if Richard Gere had it first.
Yeah. But isn't it mad that we're thinking about what hamster would you eat if you had to? I don't know if I'd be into eating hamsters.
Oh, you're right. Or putting them anywhere.
Yeah, or putting them anywhere except for their little house.
Yeah, exactly where they should be enjoying life. Yeah,
definitely don't want to be putting them up their whoops to do the chipper do the die day place.
Certainly not.
I would say Richard Gere is, I mean, he's in his 70s now as well, I'd say.
Yeah.
73.
Not bad, 71.
Oh, okay, right.
Richard Gere was kind of like George Clooney before there was a George Clooney, really, wasn't he?
He was.
He was kind of a bit like that.
You get the feeling George Clooney sort of stole his thunder a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Minus the hamsters. He kind of just carried on and he says, I'm going to leave the hamsters out.
I'm going to use Richard Gere's career as a blueprint.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave the hamster out.
Because they had that same sort of move going on.
Yeah, that whole Silver Fox thing and all that as well. You know what I mean?
You can totally see Clooney doing The Officer and the Gentleman and all that.
Absolutely,
carry on.
Yeah. Right, okay, next up is one of your own, Chris Tucker.
Oh, Chris Tucker, yeah.
Is he a good stand-up?
Yeah, he is. He's almost as good as the person he completely copies, Chris Rock. He really is almost as good as the person he's based his career on, yeah.
He kind of, I associate him with being a sort of a not fantastic comedy actor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Rush Hour and all that kind of stuff. Isn't that him?
Honestly, he is the poor man's Chris Rock.
Yeah,
He's basically a rip-off label.
It's like somewhere between Chris Rock and Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
He has that sort of Kevin Hart outrage. And
I know, say,
yeah. There's weird,
he's got
yeah.
that... Honestly, I bet you if there was... like if you were to lift up his jumper, it would have Chris Rock Doll Made in Korea written on it or something like that. He's exactly like he's based his career almost entirely on that one.
You're saying that he's actually a knockoff.
He's a knockoff.
It's like God was making all the normal ones, and there's another God making knockoffs.
Making knockoffs, yeah. And he lives in China.
That doesn't have the brand on it.
Yeah, and he's there knocking them off like that. And God's like going, I've got a copyright on these humans. You can't be doing that. And the other fella's like, Yeah, whatever.
I'm not going to put him in the real world. I'll put him in, you know.
I'll put him in, you know, not the real world. I'll put him near it.
Yeah.
You know, like, he won't live in Hollywood. He'll live in Oakland. we'll all be okay then that way.
Right, stick an age on Chris Tucker.
I would say, actually, that means the fake God made me as a David Gray copy.
Or a Louis Walsh one.
Or a Louis Walsh, yeah. I'm a fake God, Louis Walsh. I got to say, he's a 53.
49.
Oh, okay. God, 49. I'm just missing
him. And then
him.
This one is kind of your curveball, because I don't know whether or not this is really in your frame of reference when you were into the WWE stuff, right?
But it was still WWF when I was into it.
Ah, well then, so this is probably a bit late for you, but you know the name of Jeff Hardy?
I do, yeah.
Well, that's his birthday, it is.
I know the name. I know the name.
I had a feeling it might be a touch late in the day.
I think fake God made him to replace Bret the Hitman.
That could be it.
Yeah, maybe. Jeff, I can't picture him now, to be honest.
Yeah. He's not a million miles away from your own age.
I was just about to say.
Yeah.
Because that
he's of that vintage.
Because if he must be, because if you're saying, I could remember from the early days.
Yeah.
But he's after my time, then he'd have to actually be around my own age.
Exactly.
Right. Jake the Snake Roberts now, I remember him. I actually saw a movie.
That documentary about him on Netflix?
Very good.
Yeah. Sad, but good, yeah.
Very good, yeah. Yeah, it is sad. Oh, so they're all riddled to the gills with steroids.
But that house, it was like a big brother of
broken wrestlers.
Broken wrestlers.
Mentally and spiritually. Yeah, and they're all hanging around this gaff together. It's like a weird reality TV show.
It's bananas.
But I watched this great movie called The Peanut Butter Falcon. Have you heard of it?
I've seen it advertised.
Oh, is it worth it? Jake Roberts is in it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and it's an absolute belter of a movie.
Great, I'll have to check
that
out then.
Very, very good. Even though your man Shia LaBeouf is in it, and he is brilliant in it.
Right.
I mean, I just don't expect anything to be good with him in it, but it's fantastic. It really is fantastic. And Jake the Snake Roberts makes an appearance, and he's effectively playing himself.
Wow.
As a washed up wrestler. It's very, very good. Highly recommend it.
I'll check that one out then.
So what age is Jake the... No,
Jeff Hardy.
Never heard of him. 46.
43.
Fucking age of him. He doesn't even know what age he is.
This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly, Tara. How are you?
Hello there, boys.
What is this?
Would you look
story,
what the cat dragged in?
Tell
what?
You something, eh? Never has a woman been so delighted to see us, PJ.
I'm telling you, yeah.
Yeah. No, why? Because she's only got a week of us and then she's fucking
off.
And
then she's gone. Yeah, then she's gone.
Yeah, you're good in small doses.
Small
doses.
What's the story? Did we miss anything exciting? In fact, were you even here?
I was here. How dare you? Yes, myself and Andrew Murphy held the fort along with John, English John.
Excellent.
Nothing to report whatsoever. It was lovely when you were here.
By the way,
there's a reason
how quickly
why.
Quickly they forget.
No, there's a reason. There's a very small reason, because obviously you're both back to the office today and having had that word that I used about Van Morrison in relation to the weather while you were off. We had the doors open here because, see, Enda's not noisy like our friend here.
Oh.
So I could read the news with the door open and I was nice and cool.
Right.
And now you're back and you're noisy and we can't shut you up. And even when I say,
so
PJ,
we're
I want to read the door with
obnoxious.
The... Yeah, exactly. Well, no, not obnoxious. Just loud. Just loud.
Well, we'll try harder to be obnoxious.
Definitely, yeah. I'm obviously not trying hard enough.
I don't know whether I'll whip out my sweets now after
oh!
that.
Oh! Oh!
Hey,
I mean, I had brought some just...
Have you?
Well, did you?
With the tradition being what it was. But I mean, I tell you something after that dressing down. I don't know.
They better be good. They better be good ones. They better not just be any old sweet. They better be good ones.
For God's sake, they come from Dunn's in Newtown or something. I didn't get anywhere.
Jeez, isn't that amazing? Where did you go on your holidays? Dunn's up in Newtown. Oh, you want to see it. Oh, the layout.
It's fantastic. Amazing. The aisle down at the end where the sweets are.
If you're very good, PJ might share the lemon Turkish delight with you that I brought in to work for him this morning.
Oh, my God. Yeah, look at that. And by the way...
How did you...
Nobody.
And what am I? What am I?
What
I'm
are
just,
you?
I'm an afterthought, am
no,
I?
No, you're not. No. I've planned for you.
Oh, you've planned for me.
I planned for him.
Mm. Actually, now that I think about it, I've got a special gift for you, Mr. PJ Gallagher, as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Can I just say, I've nothing for anyone. And you know what I mean? Yeah. And I think it's
Can I just say, that doesn't surprise any of us.
I think it's actually selfish of you to be bringing in gifts and making me stick out like this.
Yeah, Manic Monday from the Bangles, Queens, Bohemian Rhapsody just ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 31st of August, almost 17 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with us, folks. And thanks so much for all of those WhatsApp messages, all of the welcome backs and nice to know we were missed and all that sort of stuff.
If even just by a handful of nutters, it's nice to know they missed us anyway.
It's important. These are important people.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
fantastic.
I know. If it wasn't for the handful of nutters, then nobody
would we be?
How would you identify what sanity looks like?
Exactly.
So there you go.
And you can take it from what you were missed likewise. Especially
oh
by PJ.
God, there's nothing worse than holidays, man. I don't care what anyone says. It's such a penance.
I tell you something.
Waking up and just looking out the window like an old dog.
Yeah, I noticed over the break that PJ had reappeared on social media, Instagram.
I thought, oh my god,
his self-imposed ban from social media. What's going on?
I know. Yeah.
So I asked him about it this morning. He said, "I noticed you're back." And I assumed there was maybe a financial incentive, or maybe there was a big thing on the go, like a new series or something. And it turns out he says it was just boredom drove me back.
Bored out of my mind. Desperate to find something to do. Oh my god.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just there. I'll just look at pictures. I must have been 3 days just looking at pictures. What a waste of time.
You should be. They should get you in Bord Fáilte or whatever that's called now.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be great for the old tourism trade.
I would, yeah.
Holidays. I wouldn't bother if I was you.
That'd be me
slogan. I was bored and
holidays. What a waste of time. Yeah, that'd be it.
What a poster that would be.
Yeah, what a waste of time.
Holidays. Stay in work.
Ireland, you can't go anywhere. What a waste of time.
Brilliant.
You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. What a waste of time. Ireland.
There you go.
That'd be a great,
we might have to record that ad.
Stay at home. Wash your hands. Take a holiday and look out the window. What a waste of time. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well,
if you're lucky enough to if you can find somewhere with running water.
Well, that helps. It does help. Like, you know what I mean? I'm already... It's not mad though, is it? Oh, good.
Welcome back to work.
Anything changed?
Yeah. We no longer have running water.
Yeah. We're now in a third world country as well as everything else. Oh,
fabulous.
God.
Right, look. There is a silver lining. And that is in the form of Double Money Monday. €3,400 we have to give you today.
3,400 quid.
That's a big whopping lump of cash.
We've gone away that long. That's the hip. It's worth so much. Oh,
yeah.
My God. There
nearly
you go.
€3,500.
That is huge money, right?
Mm.
There's something to look forward to. Whenever that's won, could be weeks. 087-188-0008. Let's try and give it away this morning, though, because we do love when it's a Double Money Monday and it's won.
Yeah.
I think it's happened only like twice or three times.
And the best thing as well would be that because English John is with us this week as well, because Mike is still on his week's holidays, the pressure it puts John under if he gives it away.
Oh, I know.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. I know, yeah, because he has to make that call.
If it's a winner on his watch,
and
it's kind of like, oh my God.
That's what I love about this place. They blame the person.
Exactly.
Who has nothing to do with the decision making.
He just happened to be here at the time.
He just happened to be here, and they're like, oh, yeah.
For God's sake, John.
What do you mean? What answer did they give? The right one. Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
Why did you answer the phone at that particular moment? I'll come in there and I'll smash you. I'll tell you something, if there was running water, I'd drown you. So I got it. So 087-188-0008. You can of course register for that on WhatsApp anytime this morning.
Anytime you
and
like.
And it's going to be busy, so I would get in.
And also this week, since we're on the cash thing this week, we're actually telling you. You know the way we have this no repeat guarantee.
Yeah.
Right. So the idea is that if between 7 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. in the evening, it's that 12-hour period, right?
Yeah.
7 to 7. It only happens between then. If we play the same song in full, you know, twice.
Yes.
Right. The first person to notify us of it wins the grand.
Wins €1,000.
Right. And the idea is it's to prevent us doing that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Stop repeats happening, so you're listening to a genuine no-repeat station.
Exactly. But this week, we're deliberately going to repeat a song.
Well, do you know what we should do? We should do it at 6:59 and then play it again just after. That'll be gas. And then still, that'll be just messing with people.
So basically what we're saying is we are going to give somebody €1,000
this week.
We're
going to mess up. Deliberately, yeah. We're going to mess up and give away £1,000 this week.
Now, when I say we, it's not necessarily PJ and myself. It could be anybody. Could be Damien, it could be Trina, it could be anybody.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. I thought you were just for a second there saying, no, it's not our fault. This is yeah, I know what you mean. So it could be on any show at any time. So
exactly.
If you're a regular listener to the station, you've got obviously a bigger chance. That's the way it should be. Rewarding the loyalty people who like to point out our
buying your loyalty.
Yeah. There you go.
Anyway, so look, it's happening. That's all we can tell you is definitely this week we are going to give away £1,000. We're deliberately going to mess up. We are deliberately going to repeat a song at some stage between 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening on one of the days this week. So make sure you keep your ears peeled because that's €1,000 for the first person that notifies us of it. So that's pretty cool. It's money all around this week.
Yeah, and I'm so glad Jim said it because, like, you know, if I was to make a mistake, it would be so unlike me. I would hate that to be in the newspapers or something.
Elton John, I'm Still Standing here at Classic Hits. 7:08 on this Monday. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Good to be back, folks. Thanks for all of the WhatsApps. You're very kind. 087-188-0008. If you want to get involved in the hit bit today, it's Double Money Monday. €3,400 we're playing for. Before the hour is out. Why are you so surprised by that?
Because I think it was like, what was it, £200 when we left 2 weeks ago or something.
That holiday is really, it's shaking you, hasn't it? It's shaking you to your core.
It did, yeah. Oh my God, all you have to do is just sit, when you have time on your hands and you're not allowed to go on holidays or anything, you know.
Yeah.
You're just looking out the window going, well, I suppose I'm just going to think negatively for 14 days, is that it? Oh my God.
So it wasn't great for your mental health, really, was it, that 14 days off?
I can say it was an absolute, it was the worst 2 weeks I've ever had. But you know what I mean? There you go. Apparently everybody needs a rest. That's what we were told.
Waking up happy.
Oh my God. I'm a lot happier today.
Anyway, hopefully we'll make somebody delirious with €3,400. English John is on the WhatsApp machine at the moment, so he's the man that you need to impress if you want to get on and have a bash at winning yourself that almost £3,500.
You should apply for holidays. You should actually have to go to your boss, right, with a letter and say, I'm going looking for holidays. And he goes, right, now what are you going to do with yourself? And you go, well, okay, now you need to give me an itinerary for every day because otherwise you're going to hate them.
So, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so there's no
reason. You have a very strange relationship with holidays, it does have to be said. I wouldn't say there's many people would share that view.
Well, I know.
Maybe. Mind you, the one thing I will say to you is they're not, you know, how often do you pick 2 weeks off and you get two storms?
Two storms. Unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable. One right after another. I mean, imagine we were in work, we'd have missed it. I'd say.
Anyway,
right.
So that's on the way. In the meantime, what have you found?
So John actually showed me this great stuff here. You know the way we have all these sayings? You know, we have a saying for everything. All old cliches, I suppose you'd call them as well.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, we've a thing for it, you know. Like me on holidays, for example. There's a good one. You know, I was like a fish out of water.
Right, okay, anyway, yeah. You know, now I get you.
There's PJ now on his holidays. Look at him like a fish out of water. Look at him looking out the window like he's a fish in a bowl and no water. So flipping around, no idea what to be doing with himself. Well, for example, in that situation, if I was to say a fish out of water in Venezuela, they'd say, look at him there now. Look at him. He's like a cockroach at a chicken dance. That's what they say.
What?
Yeah, and I suppose it's gas because to us all these things make sense. But it sounds equally ridiculous to all these other countries. And in fairness to the
Daily Mail. A fish out of water.
Yeah.
There's a relationship between the fish and the water. If a fish is not in water, that's going to be an uncomfortable situation. A cockroach in a chicken dance is a completely different ballgame.
It's better than the Levantine Arabic saying then that look at him there like a deaf person at a wedding procession. Which is a bit rude, I would have thought.
It's a bit harsh.
You know, apparently in Irish, and I've never heard this ever. Look, he's like a jackdaw with the peacocks. Although that sounds brilliant. That's exactly how I felt.
Yeah.
I did feel like a jackdaw with the peacocks.
It's a bit like when I say, how am I supposed to soar like an eagle when I'm surrounded by turkeys?
Tell me about it. It's like, yeah, exactly like that. And you know what I mean? And then you might say, PJ, have you ever enjoyed, when would you like a holiday? And I might say, Jim, do you know when I'd like a holiday? When hell freezes over is when I'd like a holiday.
Right, okay.
But if I was Turkish, I might say, well, I'd like a holiday when the fish start climbing the poplar trees outside. But
right, okay.
Or if I was Bosnian, I might say, when the grapes ripen on the willow, it's grand. The Croatians have a good one, though. I like it. Do you know when? On St. Nobody's Day.
St. Nobody's
Day.
That's
good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's so many saints. Every day is a saint's day for some. I mean, we come in here every day, and every day, especially when Mike loves all these names.
Yeah,
days,
yeah.
You know, it's like there's a day. Oh, it's International Eat Your Cake Upside Down with a Spoon Day. Like, where? In the name of God, did they think of these
Saint
things?
Nobody's Day, I like it.
Yeah. More than one way to skin a cat, we've all heard of that one.
Yeah, which, to be honest with you, I was never fully comfortable with.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a bit barbaric in its nature.
It's the very fact that people put that amount of work into thinking of various ways to skin a cat.
To skin a cat, you know.
That's what makes me upset.
I know, and it's slightly less violent in Finnish, but still no more justice does the cat get when they say in Finland, well, you know yourself, there's many ways to wipe the table with a cat. What a weird...
Wipe the table?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Hand us over that cat there, will you? Somebody's out there spilling something.
Yeah, here. So, Jamie, give it to... We can't wipe the table.
Yeah, yeah.
If only
oh, no,
little...
I'm at the, look at that, I'm at the spilling the soup there. Don't worry about it. Get us a cat, will you?
Get us a cat. I want. Get us a black
Excuse
and
me, waiter. Waiter, could you get a cat, please? I appear to have spilled my coffee
I'm
here.
After spilling red wine, so get me a black cat. I don't want to stain it. I don't know how to get a wine stain
is there,
on the cat.
Is there an equivalent of the swing a cat one? Because that's another one as well that's kind of like, you know, no room to swing a cat.
Yeah, I don't that's see another kind swing of weird a cat. One. I don't see swing a cat. I see no use crying over spilled milk is as close as it gets to cats again.
Right.
Which apparently the French go, ah, you know yourself, the carrots are cooked. What? I have no idea what that means. Literally no idea.
The carrots are cooked?
Apparently, yeah, yeah. And you know when you say kick the bucket? Your man's kicked the bucket.
Yeah.
Poor fella, he's after kicking the bucket. I actually like this. The Finnish way of saying it is apparently, well, he's after straightening his legs. That's actually very good, I think. But it's on the better side of things. More than one... Oh, I gave you that one. The more than one way to skin a cat. But easier said than done.
Right, okay.
So holidays, for example.
Now, that's straightforward. Surely to God, that's straightforward. It's just easier said than done. It's
easier than done. Yeah, so the Russians, for example, would say, well, you know yourself. Your elbow's right there, but you can't lick it. Can't lick it, can you? You know what I mean? You'd imagine you could lick it. That's it's right there, but you can't.
Your elbow's there, but you can't lick
That's
it.
That's me and me holidays. You can enjoy your holidays, PJ, can I? Yeah. Well, I have an elbow there, and I can't taste it. So there, I put it
do.
To you as a Russian person. Keep your chin up. You know, you're having a tough one on your holidays.
Yeah, yeah, chin up, yeah.
Not really enjoying yourself. Your German would turn around to you and say, don't worry about that, man. Keep your ears stiff. Keep your ears stiff.
Keep your ears stiff.
Yeah. I don't...
As
opposed to, like, walking around like a floppy-eared dog, is it? I have no idea where they get that from. And you know the way you say, yeah, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Yeah.
PJ, you could have enjoyed your holidays. Why didn't you go on a staycation? Why didn't you take a day trip? Why didn't you go out and get your €9 play thing in the lower... Yeah. Well, why not? Ah, coulda, woulda, shoulda. Well, the Germans say, coulda, woulda, bike chain. This is the most bizarre one yet.
Coulda, woulda, bike chain.
Coulda, woulda, bike chain. I guess that's like when people go, monkey, onion, dishwasher. If we're going to talk rubbish, we might as well keep at it.
Whoever said monkey, onion, dishwasher?
Me friend Pat says that. Is that only him? Monkey, onion, dishwasher.
Might be.
Oh, I thought that was an actual saying.
I just think it's brilliant that you came out with that. So, you know the way like people say monkey, onion, dishwasher?
Yeah, yeah.
No, they don't.
Do they not? No one ever heard of that before.
Hang a second. Let me just
monkey onion dishwasher.
John, have you ever uttered the phrase monkey onion dishwasher?
I use a lot of unusual phrases, but never that one.
Wow. Now, if English John hasn't used it, I'll check with Tara later. But
monkey onion dishwasher is a thing. If you say something that's complete nonsense,
right?
People go, oh yeah, monkey onion dishwasher. If we're going to talk rubbish, let's talk complete rubbish.
Brilliant. Now all of a sudden all of those German things, you know, coulda, woulda, bike chain makes sense.
Oh, for God's sake, Jim, keep your ears stiff, will you? Oh, by the way, this is my favourite one. If your fly is open, apparently the horse is running away.
Yeah, Brian Adams and Mel C, when you're gone. Mel C actually had the kind of reaction. You may as well have said to her, monkey onion dishwasher.
Yeah.
When you said to her, I used to think you were lovely.
Oh my God, yeah, I really liked you.
Yeah.
Do you remember the reaction? My God.
You might have been better off saying monkey onion dishwasher then.
I think that's the most embarrassing sort of interview moment of my life. What was I thinking? Who does that? What an idiot. Oh my God.
Anyway, look, it looks as though monkey onion dishwasher, I'm afraid, might be unique to Pat similar to it's a bit. I think it's right up there, maybe with them with you coming out with "It Was So Dark." It's like looking into your shoe.
Yeah, oh, no, at least mean? Even I knew that was complete nonsense. I was just hoping you wouldn't pick me up on it. But yeah.
And what was the your fly is open? Is the horse is running away?
I think that's very funny. Yeah, in Finland, if your fly is open, they say, "Look, your horse is running away," which is actually very good.
Lads would love that.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Well, thanks very much.
Watch out, your Shetland ponies.
Stallion, is that what you mean?
No, I'm talking, your Shetland, don't you?
Yeah, your miniature Shetland.
Your miniature Jack Russell is about to try to make a runaway there. He's just trying to get out of the kennel. Also, what I really like this one, though. Everything comes to an end, right? We've all heard that. All good things.
Oh, all good things must come to an end.
And in Germany, they've got a great saying for that. It's a... Everything... Oh, hold on. Everything has one end, except for a sausage. That has two. Isn't that a brilliant saying? They love sausages so much that they have to bring them into something that's completely unrelated to sausages.
They have to get philosophical about sausages.
It has nothing to do with the set. Everything must come to an end. Oh, yeah, all things have only one end, except for a sausage. That has two. Sausage has two ends. I'd love a sausage now. This is just an amazing way to say
it. The best thing about that is, right, the other way, a lot of these sayings... You're meant to picture them with a sort of like a
poignancy,
wise,
yeah.
Yeah, a wise man and a moment of, you know, where it really hits you, the wisdom in it.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, they're sort of almost serious. And the idea that you could picture some wise man saying, "All good things must come to a have one end."
Except for a sausage.
A sausage.
There's two ends of a sausage. Would you like some sausage? You want a sausage roll?
Thanks, Amelia and Tara. 7:34. This is, of course, the hit bit. I thought it would have actually gone while we were off on holidays. Do you know that? I was nearly expecting it to be won.
I had a feeling someone was going to give it away on us, yeah. Well, I had a feeling, all right. But £3,400. It's worth a fortune, a small fortune now on Double Money Monday today.
Absolutely. Nearly £3,500. €3,400. It's big, big cash if you can take it today. Love it to go today. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I have to say. I mean, like, as the Icelandic people would say, there's a raisin at the end of the hot dog for you if you win this one today. 087.
A raisin at the end of the hot dog. Yeah,
I don't know.
Who doesn't?
I don't know if that's good or bad, but 087-188-0008. Give us a shout now if you want to have a go.
All Saints and Pure Shores here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. It is a big day on the Hit Bit. Double Money Monday, of course, €3,400. Almost €3,500 up for grabs on the Hit Bit. If you fancy having a go, English John is standing by. 087-188-0008 is always impress him, get him on, or get yourself on to have a go, because you can't win by sending in your guess.
No, you can't do that. You got to be, you got to be on air with us. And then you'd be raging, you see, if someone else comes on and says what you were texting us.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so make sure it's just your name and whereabouts you are, roughly.
Just let them know that you want to play. Now, listen, somebody's been on, wants us to give a birthday wish to Frankie, okay? And this guy, Frankie, apparently he's been up since 4:15 this morning doing his delivery job. And apparently we met this guy a while back.
Oh, did we, yeah?
On an OB. We were in an OB in the Hardy Mountain.
That's in Galway, right, isn't it? Galway, yeah. I remember he came in to us. Yeah, is this the flower man?
Is that what it is, the flower man?
I'd say it's the... Yeah, I remember he came in and was telling us he was a flower man.
Right, okay.
Now, if I have the wrong fella, he'd be spitting fire in his van this morning, but I think anyway, that's who it is, all right.
He's delivering his goods today, but it's his birthday today. Maureen is his other half and wanted us to wish him a really happy birthday. And then she put in... She's given us his number and said, like, if you want to really make his day, you could ring him, you know, because I haven't got him a present. And maybe you could be his present.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, not only is that cheap, but we're kind of in the middle of something. But we'd love to give him a ring, because he was a lovely fella.
Happy birthday to you, Frankie. And Maureen, you cheapskate, go and buy the man a present.
Jesus, doesn't
God's
take
sake.
Much. Go on out there and get him a bar of chocolate or something. Run up to petrol station.
Yeah.
Get him a bale of briquettes for the winter and a bar of chocolate.
Happy birthday to you, Frankie. And speaking of presents, do you want your present?
Well, yeah, you said you got me something. What is it now?
From the holidays. Yeah. You know the way, tradition, you know the way people, nice people in jobs everywhere, they have this tradition where they go on holidays and they bring things back.
Yeah.
Well, look what
I
got.
Where were you?
Well, I wasn't anywhere.
Oh, right.
Obviously, that's what I'm saying. But look what I got for you.
What's that?
Do you know what they are?
Oh, my God. candy cigarettes. Oh my God! Where did you get them?
Do you remember us talking about on the show?
Literally the week we left, we were talking about them. How years ago in the '80s, you could buy candy cigarettes that children ate.
Yeah.
With superheroes on them.
Exactly.
And he's after finding a pack. Where on earth did you find them?
I got you Superman.
Brilliant.
And I got myself Batman.
Ah, oh, that's amazing.
And do you know what the beauty of it is? They each have a tattoo in them.
Oh my God, just like the old days. The tattoos that don't work, it just smudges colour onto your arm.
You talk away there and I'll throw these into your eyes. So you jabber away there for a second.
Literally on Friday, I think it was the Friday before we went, we were hammering on about the old days and all the old rubbish that goes with it and how you used to be able to buy things. There they are, look at them. You used to be able to buy old rubbish so that you could emulate your favourite adults. And of course, because it was 1980s, our favourite adults who were trying to emulate were all completely addicted to tobacco. I can't believe I have them. That's a candy chalks with tattoos.
So obviously you're not allowed to call them candy cigarettes anymore.
Now
they have candy chalks. I got to open them and see what the tattoo is like.
The days when you used to walk around not being able to wait for the days when you'd be full of tattoos and smoking fags. Oh, isn't that amazing?
I can't get me. Hang on a second.
Oh dear, look, I have them.
Have you?
Oh my.
What's your tattoo of?
Oh, I didn't. It'll be Superman, won't it?
Will it?
Hold on there, will you give us a look at the tattoo? I'm so dying to get one of these fags into me mouth, Jim. It's hard to wait for the tattoo. Oh yeah, it's a
Oh my God, it is.
Of the Kryptons.
That's a very. I've got a very cool Batman tattoo.
The last. Oh my God, remember smoking a little red bit on the end of.
I'm going to get English John to get some photographs so that you can see BJ enjoying his, well, candy chalks, they're called now.
Jim, this is amazing.
Do they have the red bit on the end?
No, they're obviously not allowed. They're trying to pretend they're not fags now.
That's not what it is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
What did it taste like?
Tobacco, funny enough. It's a bit of a bag of a sort of a menthol cigarette after him.
There is, yeah. Isn't it? It's a consulus.
It's very consulus. There's something very consulus going on.
Anyway.
Oh, I tell you something. What an amazing
surprise. Get them down your neck.
Oh, hey. I can't wait to lick me arm now and get this tattoo on as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh. Mind you, to be honest with you, on you, it'll probably look fantastic. It'll be just, you know, it'll blend in with your three-legged dog and Betty Boo and whatever else is on there.
It'll probably last longer than some of them is, yeah.
Classic hits. Hip hip. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hip hip.
Where are you going? Hello? What's that happening there? Hang on a second. Right. Let me just play with this machine here. Try it now.
Hello.
Yeah.
Dear, oh dear, I went and I sang me heart out and nobody heard it.
That's a shocker.
I can't believe it. I was roaring away to myself.
Machines are at it again.
I tell you, even the microphone is unhappy to see me back. It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
Do you want to give us another hit bit? Brilliant.
There you go.
Sounded better second time around even.
Right, anyway, here we go. It is Double Money Monday. We do have €3,400 for you to give away. It's a bit of a cracker of a pile of money, to be fair. Here's what it sounds like. And Victoria in Dublin is going to go first. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
How are you getting on this morning?
I'm great, thank you very much.
How was your weekend? Did you do anything interesting?
Out for dinner on Saturday and felt a little bit normal for a change.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah, I felt a little bit normal for 2 weeks now. I have to say I didn't really like it.
Was it a posh dinner, Victoria?
No, just the pub.
Good stuff, yeah. What
can
you have? Go on,
can
tell
you go
us what
anywhere
you
for a posh dinner nowadays? Like, can you go somewhere kind of, you know,
hoity-toity? I think you can. Can you? I think you can, yeah.
Right.
It's just
checking.
In fact, they're probably the only places that haven't changed, because when you eat in the hoity-toity places, nobody wants it. You weren't sitting near anyone anyway.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Maybe. But we'd love to give you a few quid this morning, Victoria. £3,400. There's a lot of pub dinners in that one. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, please.
What do you think it is, though?
I think it is ABBA Voulez-Vous.
Voulez-Vous.
Voulez-Vous. Jean.
Nice.
Thank you. Subtle but effective.
ABBA, we need an SOS. It's not right.
Oh.
Sorry about that, Victoria.
No, you're grand. Thanks, Emil.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Gina from Galway waiting patiently. Hiya, Gina.
Hi, good morning.
Morning to you. How are you getting on?
I am great, thank you.
You sound in flying form. Any particular reason?
I'm going back to work after a week off, so I'm leaving my kids.
Oh, good for you.
There it is.
Is that horrible?
Is not horrible.
Parents everywhere are going, oh, I wish I was going back to work.
Although, sure, aren't the kids going back to school today? Isn't that the big one?
Well, yeah, over the last
tomorrow.
Couple of... It's tomorrow for you, is it? Yeah.
Well, for me, yeah.
Well, yeah, you're leaving them today and they're leaving you tomorrow. As the Italians would say, you're catching two pigeons with the one fava bean.
Oh my God. Are these going to run right through the show?
I'm really enjoying them, man.
I tell you, you're getting some mileage out of these. You really are.
Enough. Yeah. Right, so Gina, 3,400 quid. What do you think?
Okay, I think it might be Sweet Dreams My LAX by Rachel Stevens.
Rachel Stevens, okay.
Right, okay. John, what are you making us?
If I was in your shoes, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Gina.
Oh, John, you really went to put a rabbit in the pepper sauce, according to the Germans.
Right.
Well, thanks for the chance.
Not at all, Gina. Have a good day. Take care
you
of yourself.
Too. Bye.
Cheers.
See you later,
bye-bye.
Gina. Bye.
Right, so it means that you can play again 1:45 this afternoon. Niall Boylan will give you a shot at that €3,400. And of course, if it doesn't go today, we'll rock on tomorrow with it.
Indeed, we'll rock on tomorrow with it. Hopefully we get somewhere. It is the hit bit. It's not going to change. The cat will always chase the mice, as they say, in Vine region Germany. So there you go. We'll do our best.
It's going to be never ending, this, isn't it? It's never ending. Never ending.
I literally haven't even gotten through 20% of these.
Irene Cara, Flashdance. What a feeling here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 8:09 on this Monday, 31st of August. Thank you for letting us hang out with you again, folks. Back in action today, of course. Happy to be back. I think that's fair to say, PJ.
That's putting it mildly. That's putting it in a very mild form. Yes, it is.
Yeah. PJ didn't have the standard reaction to having spent a couple of weeks on holidays that maybe you might have expected. You know, you might have anticipated that he'd be kind of like, oh, back to the grind, all that sort of. No.
No,
it was a
no.
very different,
a very,
very
different. Very different experience. Oh my God, I was bored senseless. It was the worst 2 weeks I've ever had in my life. Oh my holy smoke!
So we're back in action.
There's nothing to be at. Oh my God!
A bit later this hour, of course, we're going to kick off a brand new week of the Breakfast Table Quiz. We'll tell you what we have for you to win and all that sort of stuff. But in the meantime, there are very, very different kind of addictions that people can have.
There are. Look, PT, look, lockdown has been hard on people. Let's be honest. Lockdown has been a bit of a clampdown. People have... Some of us have let our trousers get larger than we used to wear. Some
Teddy.
Of us... You know, some of us have maybe been enjoying the odd fizzy drink more than we should have. And we're all trying to cut down. And, you know, it expresses itself in different ways. A guy called Clive Gravett. He's 67. The poor fella's gone a bit nuts. He's addicted to lawnmowers and he says he's dying to cut down, excuse the pun. But he's really trying
he's
to cut...
He's addicted to lawnmowers.
He's addicted to them. Now, he says his love for agricultural machinery, he said, stemmed from his time growing up on a farm. And like, you know yourself, like grass itself, Jim. You used to have a little, then a little wouldn't do it. Now a little became more and more.
Yeah.
You know, when you get carried away. He says, I could talk
do
to you
mean,
all...
You mean growing it, do you? Like growing fields.
Growing fields or whatever. But that's not... But his problem isn't... growing the fields. His problem is
cutting it down
is the amount of lawnmowers.
So he's literally he's trying to cut back on his lawnmower addiction.
He's got a very bad lawnmower habit.
Now sorry, like, how do you have a lawnmower? What does he do? He follows them around or something. What's
Jim,
his thing?
Look, he used to have a decent collection, right? And now it's expanding all the time, right? He belongs to this to a lawnmower club. Him and the lads in the lawnmower
club. There's lawnmower clubs.
500 of them. There's 500 members of the lawnmower club, and they're all around the world, and they sort of started chatting on the internet, you know, on the forums, and then they got carried away. They had nothing to do, only cut their grass for months. And so then they were trying to outdo each other. And Clive said, oh, look, I started going to garden fates that I probably shouldn't have been on at all. And then you'd find a piece of a lawnmower, and then you'd find some old ones. And he goes, then I saw some from the 1860s. Hand push our lawnmowers in the 1860s. I couldn't resist myself. I spent all my money on it. Then he found a few from the 80s. Petrol lawnmowers from the 80s. He can't even get parts of them anymore. He says, I can make them parts. And now he's gone nuts. All his money has gone into it. He said, people who are bored at home They might be digging in the shed and they find lawnmower bits and pieces and they get into it. And he's just warning us that, you know, cutting the grass might seem like a harmless activity before your next thing, before you know you've got 200 lawnmowers in the house. And he has 200 lawnmowers. He's after getting 200 lawnmowers.
200 lawnmowers?
200, yeah. He's lost the run himself. He's lost the run himself.
I mean, that must take up a fair bit of space.
Huge amount of
space. Storing 200 lawnmowers.
I think his lawn is ruined. He just has the... They're all over the lawn. I don't think he even has a decent patch of grass yet. Yeah, he's got lawnmowers where you're... Like, from the back in the day, lawnmowers where you tie them onto a fella and he has to pull them around behind him while you be cracking the whip, like. Like, he's got an unbelievable collection. But even he is saying it's gotten a bit much now. I've lost the run of myself. I really need to sort of cut back on the lawnmower habit.
Yeah.
Who knew you could get addicted to lawnmowers?
That's an extraordinary thing.
Way back in the day, like, you know, nowadays people get really addicted to... social media, there's an addiction that didn't exist 20 years ago.
Yeah.
15 years ago, didn't exist. Who knew that maybe, like, 300 years ago, there was lawnmower support groups. Lads moving up and saying, I swear to God, I've had them inside the house and everything, you know.
I love the idea that there's a lawnmower club.
There's a club for everything, isn't there?
It's just the idea that there'd be a group of lads, and I'm assuming the bulk of them are going to be lads, who are going to get together and talk about lawnmowers.
I'm willing to bet there's no women in that club.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm willing to bet there's no women in that club.
And very few women in the lives of the people in that club.
I get... Although you never know. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, if you're... Like,
well, I mean, there used to be that thing that, you know, like... wasn't there that thing that kind of, you know, the ladies might be drawn to a man with good... What was that expression? The road frontage. You know what I mean? If you had a... And a bit of land.
I always thought road frontage was a sort of an innuendo for having a having a bit of a...
You thought it was a euphemism?
A bushy chest, you know. I used to think when a fella had good road frontage, I always thought, all right, like Tom Jones, you mean? That's what I thought that meant. It was only years later I took something to do with
there's
your
front
yard.
There's a man that needs a lawnmower, actually.
Guaranteed Irish, the four of us, Sarah Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 17 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday. Thanks so much for all of the WhatsApp. So it's 718-0008. If you fancy a bash at the breakfast table quiz, English John is on duty this morning and he'll be happy to take the WhatsApps and maybe put you forward to have a bash at it. We've just discovered that PJ Gallagher thought that a man with serious road frontage had a hairy chest.
I didn't know what it meant.
That's what you thought the euphemism was for.
Well, I grew up in Dublin. There was a road frontage. I was there. Oh, right. Everything was, you know. Oh,
so you didn't think it was anything more sort of, you know, whatever. I thought chest hair.
I thought it went down as far as the trousers. I did. Yeah, I did. I did. I was trying to keep it clean, but I thought your road frontage was basically the hair that went from your to your basically the underneath your neck. I thought it was your road frontage.
Just the association with hair in the first place is bizarre to me, but
well,
anyway, nonetheless.
I think it was because they were talking about someone and they obviously didn't want him to hear, right?
Yeah.
So when they says, oh, your man's always going on about his road frontage, you know, and I was like, oh, that sounds dirty. He must be talking about Gooley wig, and you know the way it comes up till as far as
it's
your neck.
Gooley wig.
Well, that's the way it goes all the way up. I saw road frontage, so I was like, so I saw Tom Jones then after, says, Jay, some road frontage on that lad. You know.
Extraordinary.
Oh, you'd be watching all of them back in the day in all the 70s movies with the lads with the shorts all the way down, and it was like, ooh, look, and the music would be wham, wham, wham. And was there, no wonder the music's playing, the road frontage on your man. Probably goes all down his back as well.
There's a man that needs a serious lawnmower addiction to get him through.
Yeah, I tell you, yeah. So, yeah, I suppose you get confused, you know.
Somebody's claiming to have a power washing addiction.
Well, this is the thing.
Shelley in Galway.
As in the activity or the actual washers?
The activity.
There's a lot to be, it's very therapeutic, you know. If you ever power wash your car or your motorbike or whatever, there's something quite therapeutic about it.
Do you own a power washer?
No.
Nor I.
No, I'd love one.
Yeah.
But I don't have the road frontage to put it in. Really.
Road frontage to clean.
I wouldn't be able to. Is road frontage just your front garden? I don't know.
I thought it was a sort of thing, just land. And obviously the stuff that's close to a road must be worth more or something. I don't know.
Is it the bit of grass between your house and the public road that's actually public? Is that your road frontage?
I think you have to own it.
Who owns that bit of grass? You know the bit of grass between your house? So it's outside your gate, right? And
right.
Then there's a footpath.
Yeah.
And then there's what I would have thought maybe was road frontage. You know that little bit there?
Right.
There may be a tree in it. But, like, you know, the council won't cut it. You have to cut it. But, you know.
So who owns it?
Is that your road frontage?
Like, as in, if you own it, could you do something with it? like, you know, put something on it.
Like put a tiny extension the size of a phone box on it.
Yeah. Like a man, little man shed.
Yeah.
Little man cave.
That literally all you can do is sit in and you can't even turn in a different direction. Like, is that road frontage? Because I honestly don't know. All I know is it's not
I've got a charcuterie wig that goes up to your neck.
That's all I know it isn't.
I have a feeling that it's probably more of a rural thing, owning road frontage.
Must be. Listening to us two go on about it, you'd have to think, there's people listening to this now.
Yeah.
Outside the M50 going, what in the name?
Did he just say ghoulie wig?
He thought, you know what he thought of road frontage is? Ghoulie wig. What's a ghoulie wig? I haven't a clue. Dublin idiots.
Yeah, sixpence, none the richer. Kiss Me. Here are classic hits. Almost 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. 087-188-0008. If you do fancy having a bash at the breakfast table quiz, set the score for the week. The PJ and Jim hoodie and the classic hits face mask. The must-have fashion combo of the season.
The must-have fashion combo. I'm telling you.
That's what it's all about.
It's like a Louis Vuitton jumper.
What do they make jumpers? I don't know. I think they make handbags.
Oh, even the mic is complaining. Do you hear that?
Anyway, listen. Speaking of complaining, a few people are distraught that you didn't know what road frontage meant. You being a proud Mayo man.
Oh, my God. Come on now, everyone. It's the first day at work. There's no need to be hurling insults so soon.
Have you
got a definition though?
Well, basically it seems to be all about building. It's about the value of land. That if the land you have,
right,
is the land that, you know, comes up against a road, right?
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, then that becomes valuable because you could build on it.
Well, be some land
houses
that didn't
stuff
come up against the roads.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, say if you're miles away from a road, it's not ideal for sort of building houses on.
Who's miles away from... Who in the name of God is a house that's miles away from a road?
This was said when they owned land that bordered a road. It meant that they had a site or a few sites to build houses on or sell. This
right.
is from one person. There's been loads of variations of this. People pay more for a site for a house than for a whole field. This is very strange, the way they expressed this. But the gist of it was, obviously, if you were close to a road, it would mean access. So you could get, you know,
right.
the site would be worth more for building houses or whatever.
Right.
So that's what it was about.
I've never seen a house you can't drive up to it. But I suppose
it has to be built first before you can drive up to it, and that's what they're saying. If there's a road already there, it makes it easier then when you're going to build your houses.
Oh, hold on. So you've road frontage before a house?
Of course you have.
So what's the front of the house called that's next to the road? This is what I can't understand.
Dear old dear. Anyway, we thought we had solved the answer to that question, but PJ has another question.
Well, yeah, because you scared the life out of me. Oh, my God. Yeah, because I had this argument, right? I had this argument with Elaine the other day, right?
Have you ever noticed, by the way, that a lot of these little kind of arguments and, you know, stuff do tend to be around things that you don't really understand? Is there a common denominator is all I'm saying, man?
I will say in this instance, I think I do understand it. Unfortunately,
right.
So does she, right?
Right.
So, what constitutes a bed, right? Because I know what constitutes a bed to me, right? You go into a shop and you buy a bed, right?
Right.
Yeah, and then you have to buy a mattress, right?
Yeah.
Now, that to me is you've bought a bed and you have bought a mattress. In which case, you go home and you assemble your bed and you put a mattress on it, right?
Yeah.
Now, Elaine says, no, you buy a base and you buy a mattress and together
they constitute
become
a bed. Oh, right. God, so, this is a tricky one.
Together they become a bed. So to her, a bed is not a tangible thing. It's like a sandwich,
yeah.
Right? So in her, she sees a bed like a sandwich. You buy bread...
And chicken and cheese, and
it becomes a sandwich.
That's an interesting one.
You're a complete mentler. Because I was looking for, I'm thinking of getting a new bed, right?
Yeah.
And she said, I have a base, she goes. I went, for what? For the bed? And she goes, yeah. And I went, right, well, what part of a bed is the base? And she goes, the bit that the mattress goes on. I went, well, sure, where would I get legs and where would I get a headboard and all that? I don't want bed parts, like, I want a bed. And she was like, yeah, when you put the mattress on it, you'll have a bed. I was there going, so just don't have it in the air at all, I was thinking. It was the most peculiar conversation. And it devolved into this argument.
So you're on the side of the argument that a bed is a complete entity.
You buy the bed. You say, how much is that bed? And how much is a mattress that goes in it? And you have a selection of each. And there's no together they become anything. There's a bed and a mattress. That's what it is.
All right. So your version is a bed is what she's referring to as a base.
Yeah. Obviously, she's out of her mind, right? To her, you buy a bed.
And is the headboard separate to this?
No, the headboard's part of a bed, man. Yeah, but that's part of a bed, right?
Right, but technically it's interchangeable.
Oh, would you stop? You screw it on. It stays there. It's like the legs. And she's all, no, a bed. You get a base, you get a mattress, you get a duvet and cushions in the sheets. And all the cushions on the sheets. You get cushions on the sheets.
Cushions on the sheets, yeah.
Yeah, as you put your cushions on the sheets and your base and your mattress all together. And therefore you have suddenly built a bed.
Right.
She builds a bed like you and I would bake a cake or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Whereas that's how
badly, is that what you mean?
Yeah. Very badly. Yeah. Mind you, wow. I change a cake after a couple of months. But like, you know, but what's your way of looking at it? Surely you buy a bed and a mattress.
I mean,
come
I thought it was going to be a straightforward thing, and now, to be honest with you, you've sown the seed of doubt in my mind. You've actually sown the seed of doubt. Because I would have said, if somebody said, what's a bed, I would have seen it as the complete entity. You know, mattress on top of base and all that. So that's a bed.
Do you?
And then...
I don't see it like that at all.
You see the base as the bed. And then you see the mattress as an additional part.
Yeah, and then she starts seeing it all this. No, going to bed is a verb. That you go to this collective bunch of nouns. I was like, what? Are you on about?
What sort of conversations were you? God, you really were bored over your holidays, weren't you?
Is
that what you got into?
It's very tough, man. I struggled. I really did. This is
you're
how
actually looking to find arguments with people.
I was upset for 2 days over this thing, trying to get to the bottom of it, trying to get to the bottom of the bed. I was upset for 2 days.
That is extraordinary.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what we'll do. Right, we'll do a double whammy. We'll get English John to try and find a definitive. See if there's actually like a definition.
Yeah, we'll have to get Des Kelly on the phone or something.
As the expert,
yeah.
And then we'll just see. We'll see which side the nation comes down on in terms of what constitutes a bed. A bed a bed or is it a base?
I've never heard.
When is a bed not a bed?
When is a bed? If a bed is made in the forest and no one's there to lie in it, can it still be slept in?
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. CKES.ie.
Yep, Breakfast Table Quiz, day one of a brand new week. It means there's no score for you to beat. Whatever you score, that will go straight to the top of the leaderboard and everybody else will be chasing you for the rest of the week. And of course, what a prize to chase. It is the very exclusive, highly sought after must-have fashion item or items. Fashion combo.
Yes, you can't go anywhere.
Of the new season. It is the beautifully purpled PJ and GM Classic Hits hoodie. And of course, the face mask.
The matching face mask. You don't have to wear them both at the same time, but if you don't want to be so outrageously dashing.
Yeah.
But they are there for you to do, of course, if you want to. So
incredible combination.
And all you got to do is get the best score this week on the Breakfast Table Quiz, as always. So Dave Murphy in Dublin is going to play this morning. How are you, Dave?
Morning, lads. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks a million, Dave. Thank you kindly, sir.
Talking up that prize, lads. Well done.
I'm telling you.
The what?
Talking up the prize, he says.
Oh, yeah.
Too sure we are.
Yeah. Calm down, Dave, now. You know what I mean? We don't let the cat out of the bag. You know what I mean?
Excuse me.
I mean, some people might say this is a touch of the Emperor's new clothes, but no. No, this is the real deal.
You should have seen me swanning around in the jizzy. Unbelievable, he looked. Right, Dave, how are you getting on anyway? How was your weekend? You have a good one?
Yeah, walking yesterday, but I'm off today. Walking down the all of the kids now, so.
Yeah, but just think how cooler you'd look if you were walking to school with the kids wearing this thing. I tell you.
So are the kids standing right beside you then to root you on?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, what's the names? Who's with you?
Kayla and Aaron.
Right,
good stuff. Okay, right, well, listen, the good news is, Dave, anyway, there's no score for you to beat, so whatever you get is going to go top of the leaderboard anyway. So very best of luck. 60 seconds, you're good to go.
Yeah, good call, Jimmy.
Here we go.
What is the common name for the place on Earth that is at 0 degrees latitude?
The equator.
Yeah, how many sides of an equal length does an isosceles triangle have?
7.
2. What type of animal is a flounder?
Fish.
What was the full title of the third installment of the Die Hard movies?
With a Vengeance.
Yeah, that's the one. Robert De Niro starred in what 1994 film based on a book by Mary Shelley?
Don't know.
Frankenstein. Pressing the curd of milk is commonly associated with what type of food?
Don't know.
Cheese. Is the Suez Canal a natural waterway or is it man-made?
Man-made.
Pork, apple and mince are all types of what bakery product?
Say again, Tim.
Pork, apple and mince, they're all types of what bakery product?
Meat.
Pies. Which three-letter abbreviation is used for a sandwich that contains bacon, lettuce and tomato? What is one third of 12?
Four.
If a piece of music is marked lento, how should it be played?
Don't know.
Slowly. What is the official language spoken in Austria?
German.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Well done, right, good stuff.
No, yeah, when you were good, there were tough ones in there today, and when you were good, you were flying, so.
Yeah, I thought they were a bit sticky, actually, to be honest with you. They were tough enough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers we ended up with, Dave, in the end.
Oh, you know, we don't be
having
breath for the hoodie anyway.
Well, have a go again. Like, they were actually a bit hard this morning.
Yeah, and I tell you something, they stay like that for the week.
Oh, do they, yeah?
People may not get past six, you know what I mean?
We had, what was it, 1 week? We were on seven, I think,
seven,
for the whole
definitely
week,
yeah. One week, yeah. Anyway, listen, Dave,
anyway,
who knows? Not at all. Have a good day, man. Take care of yourself. Enjoy. Cheers.
See you, Dave.
Bye-bye. Yeah, there was a few tough ones in there, to be fair.
Yeah, and it's fair, when I'm trying to say lights, losslessly's. It is, makes that's, life a little bit difficult.
That did cross my mind.
I can't believe there's people out there that still don't know what a nice lassa sleaze triangle is. In fact, give him a point for
no,
seven there.
No, I was just going to say, no wonder he said it at seven sides.
Seven sides, yeah. Yeah, I put seven syllables into it, so we just counted them up, I'd say.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Actually, hang on a second. I think I've done it. I think I've done them out of one. Wait
oh,
a
have
second.
You?
Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
John has
seven.
John has them at seven as well.
Seven. Sorry, Dave. So there you go, you see.
So there you go.
It's because I had to turn the page.
There you go.
There's certain things that are beyond my capabilities. Turning the page being one of them.
Try saying I sloss a sleaze very fast.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.